We begin this practice by coming into a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down, and just taking a few breaths in and out, finding your ground by bringing your awareness to your feet on the floor or wherever your body is making contact with the chair, the floor, or whatever surface you're sitting or lying down on. Do your best to allow yourself to relax into this posture and allow gravity to support your letting go and releasing. Taking a few deeper breaths now, and if you're feeling anxious, it can be really helpful to extend the exhale, taking a long inhale and emphasizing the exhale. Even in the beginning of this practice, with these few deep breaths and extended exhales, we can begin to bring some balance to our minds and our bodies and our hearts. And now I invite you to bring to mind a time recently when you felt some kind of fear, anxiety, worry, nervousness, agitation, something along that category of emotion. And choosing something along the line of a level 3 out of 10, not the most fearful experience, something that created a bit of anxiety, like coming late somewhere or having a difficult conversation or forgetting to do your homework, not doing well on a test. And remember the situation, perhaps the conversation about something that happened, the place, who was there. And as you recall this experience or event, you may start to notice some anxious thoughts in your mind. And you might also start to notice some sensations in your body that are related to anxiety. So before we turn towards and explore those directly, we're going to open our attention wide to "and what else?" awe. So we're going to direct our attention away from the anxiety actively. And we're going to do this by exploring our senses. This can be really helpful when we are feeling fear or anxiety. So if you feel comfortable, you can open your eyes and start by looking around the space that's around you. And once you feel a bit oriented, you're going to notice three things you see in the space around you, choosing three either neutral or pleasant things or images, and describe it to yourself in your mind. The color, shape, form. And once you've noticed three different things and described them to yourself by seeing, we'll shift to hearing, allowing your attention to attend to hearing the sounds around you, listening for three different sounds, near or far. And once again, emphasizing neutral or pleasant sounds, and describe them to yourself, noticing the vibration, the tone, and how they arise and then pass. And turning your attention to taste, the sense of tasting. This one might be a little tougher, but notice any flavor in your mouth, any taste. Maybe something you ate, toothpaste. Just notice what that's like to taste. And then turning your attention to smelling, the sense of smell. You might take in a deeper breath and notice if there's anything where you are that you can smell. What's the smell or scent of the room? Again, you can notice how it shifts and changes with each breath. And finally, we move to the sense of touch. We begin on the outer surface of our skin. So feeling the contact with the chair or the surface you're on. The hands in whatever position they are in. And noticing the sense of touch here. Keeping it really simple. What do you notice when you bring your attention to your hands touching? Or feeling the contact of your clothes with your body? The temperature of the air on your skin. What can you notice? And now, if you feel like you have the energy and some space, now that you've explored what else is happening, see if you can turn your attention towards the feeling, the felt sense of anxiety. And if you don't feel there's space, just keep turning the attention outward to sights, sounds, wherever it feels calming and grounding for you to attend in your senses. But if you feel ready to explore, you can turn your attention to the felt sense. How do you notice anxiety? Where in your body do you feel that? See if you can notice the details. Is it throbbing or tingling? What is the energy like? Is there a lot of movement within the sensation of anxiety? And does it shift and change as you pay attention to it? See if you can soften and relax around the feeling of anxiety or fear. It's almost like the rest of your body is just holding with a lot of care this feeling of anxiety. And all you're doing is paying very close attention and just being curious of how it shows up, how it shifts, how it moves and changes. And if at any point it becomes too overwhelming or you get lost in thinking and you can't stay with the sensations, then again, just go to what else is happening, noticing the sights around you, the sounds, feeling the ground. And if you are paying attention to the sense of anxiety, really noticing it. And before we close out this practice, we'll just drop a question. Just dropping a question into this feeling as you stay with the felt sense and asking yourself, what do you need? What do you need? What do you want me to know? What do I need to know? What do you need? And what are you trying to offer me? And just see what answers, whether it's images or words, come out of the felt sense. Dropping it in and seeing what happens. What do I need? And as we close out this practice, seeing if you can commit, if any answer came out of this feeling, could you commit to doing that? Just remembering information, staying connected to this message of caring for yourself. And now taking a few deeper breaths and softening. Thank you for your practice.